Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Tom Loeffler joining us now from Loeffler Commodities. And, Tom, let's talk about our livestock futures today. Nice day across the board for livestock. Higher there across the board.
Yes, it was. We saw a fantastic day. First time in quite some time. Matter of fact, might have to go back to the first month that we saw live cattle and feeder cattle close like this, strong to the upside. Now, we did back off the highs going into the close. We did not have any big fresh news. I think we saw a combination of technical buying as we've been oversold in this market, plus the lower grain prices that helped pull us to the upside today. Box beef was actually higher on choice by 63 cents, selects up $1.58 on a movement of 52 lows. And we saw a cattle kill today of 112,000 head. On the close of the day, August live cattle gained 55 cents. October was up 60. August feeders up $3.05, October up $3.07, and August lean hogs $1.97 higher.
We'll check the grains in just a moment. It's almost auction time at Big Iron. The next auction is coming up Wednesday morning. Big Iron District Manager Mike Wolf joins us now with a preview of this week's sale.
I'd like to direct our listeners' attention to our August 26th harvest-focused auction. Now, while our local market is different, and we pretty much, for example, have concluded our wheat harvest, we still have other harvest times coming. And in the northern part of the United States and Canada, they're still a long ways away from various harvest times. So if you have a grain trailer, semi-truck, combines, headers, grain carts, or other harvest equipment, then it's time to give us a call at Big Iron. Now, we have until July the 23rd to get your items listed. So
if you'd like more information on buying and selling with Big Iron, call District Manager Mike Wolf at 580-320-2718 or go to the website at www.bigiron.com, and Mike will be happy to help you out. That's bigiron.com. Tom, let's look at our grain trade here today. And
exactly right. Just the opposite took place, as we saw for the first time in some time, quite a sell-off take place in the wheat, corn, and soybeans. But before the sell-off hit this market, several corn and soybean contracts made new highs for 2015 today. Then the selling took over. There was no big price bearish news. We are seeing a little bit of a weather forecast change, which is a little bit helpful to the crop. Plus, we're seeing profit taking as this market has had quite a run to the upside. On the close today, we saw the September KC wheat 6 cents lower, December down 6 1/4, September Chicago wheat down 4 3/4, September corn down 12 1/2, December down 13 cents, August beans down 4, November beans down 3 1/2, and December cotton 61 higher.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Call us toll-free on the phone at 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. And that's a look at today's agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.